Allentown Public Theater celebrates the season with Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some by Michael Carlton, James Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez. The play opens at Allentown Brewworks' fifth floor ballroom this Thursday, December 6th at 8 p.m. On the 7th, the play moves to the Antonio Salemme Foundation for the rest of the run. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In this holiday revel, a trio of actors decides they can't do Christmas Carol yet again with straight faces. Instead, with plenty of wig and mustache swapping, they power through every Yule tale ever told. Linus, toting his blanket, reads a nativity story. A television quiz show conveys the history of fruitcake. Santa gets critiqued on Queer Eye for the Sleigh Guy, and the evil Grinch threatens Whoville. Plus all the holiday traditions we remember and a few, like Iceland's giant Yule cat that may be trending soon. All this parody, farce, and physical funny business is a warm-up for A Christmas Carol, which is featured in the second act. In a surreal treatment, Scrooge repeatedly morphs into George Bailey in Bedford Falls and back again. Allentown's own Matt Candio, Michael Fegley, and Joshua Neff play all the roles, male and female. The three were last seen together in the complete works of Shakespeare Abridged. It's great to be working together again, says Neff, who also co-directs with Daniel Sotile. Joshua Neff.
The stories is scripted. The mashup of the carols at the end, they basically did that. They took the melody lines and kind of slammed them together and just kind of worked the lyrics. And you know, it was good, but it wasn't a grand finale. We felt like it wasn't big enough. So we had somebody who does composition take melodies that aren't Christmas carols necessarily and turn them all into Christmas carols. We do it to the melody lines of Bohemian Rhapsody and Under Pressure, and then there's a mashup at the very end, pay a little homage to Christmas blockbusters, because that's a tradition that everybody, you know, a lot of people go out and see the newest blockbuster movie on Christmas Day. So we have homage to both The Hobbit and Les Miserables.
Okay, I could sort of almost seeing Les Miserables being drafted somehow into a Christmas-type tale, but
right.
I'm not sure about little people going for golden rings.
Oh, let's just put it this way. Instead of we three kings, it would be we nine kings of Middle-earth are.
This came to you and the two other actors as a finished script?
It is a published script, Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. It was compiled by three actors at Cape May Stage, and I know that Orlando Shakespeare did it. I saw it originally at Cincinnati Shakespeare. It makes the Shakespeare Company circuit quite a bit. Three actors deciding on the spot to attempt a feat that has never been done before.
I'm not sure acting-wise how that works. With a regular script, it's a story. You've got a beginning, a middle, and an end. Maybe it's got a lot of ambiguity if it's Beckett, but you've got the three. Yeah, that would be part of it, yeah.
It is very challenging. We rely heavily on improv skills. It's nice to have a foundation in that. It's also really character-driven because we're flipping between characters constantly. The whole second act is a mashup of Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life. Mike literally has to transform back and forth within the space of a beat. He has to morph between Scrooge and George Bailey. And I'm telling you, his Jimmy Stewart is dead on. And it's hysterical watching Jimmy Stewart with his arms up in the air turn to somebody and suddenly become a hunchback old miserly man and with a British accent, and he's talking to this guy, and then the next second he turns around and he's George Bailey again. And that's where the comedy comes from. A lot of it's dependent upon the pace, the flow of it. That's another reason why I think Shakespeare companies are drawn to it, because Shakespeare is written almost like music. It has its own rhythm. These pieces kind of demand a similar training.
Talking about archetypes, it's funny, you were talking about that and thinking that George Bailey, Ebenezer Scrooge, they're almost like two sides of a similar coin, or the same coin, the head and the tails.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because you get this dichotomy where it's even in the language of it. Scrooge says, I'm not the man that I once was. And then George Bailey turns around and says, I want to be the man that I was. Mike is literally being pulled in two different directions. And you get some of the ghosts, but then Clarence shows up as one of the ghosts. So the second act, I think, is the best part of the show. It's really, really well structured, well written.
I think that really would be challenging as actors to be able to hone that down, because you're dealing with such cultural archetypes, stereotypes in a way, that people have their ideas. I guess that's part of the beauty of mashing them all up like that.
Absolutely.
You know, the Heatmeister, and you're going to have him being chased by the Grinch.
It's, right.
Yeah, it could happen.
Right, sure. Each story almost happens as its own vignette. We'll do the Grinch, and then we'll do Rudolph, and then we'll do Frosty, but we'll do our crazy bastardized version, if you will, of these shows.
Joshua Neff, The actors in Every Christmas Story Ever Told. Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some on stage and opens at the Allentown Brew Works 5th Floor Ballroom this Thursday evening at 8 p.m. The play continues at the Antonio Salemme Foundation from the 7th through the 22nd with a closing Sunday matinee on the 23rd at 2. For more information, AllentownPublicTheater.com or 888-895-5645. Advance tickets are recommended because of the limited seating. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.